Fiat. April 10th, 1938. How Jesus wants to find everything in the creature who lives in the divine will, and wants to find her in everyone. How God wants to find in our love the shelf for his works and the hiding place of his life. My poor mind is constantly going back to the divine volition. And having received Holy Communion, I was saying to my lovable Jesus, "In your will, everything is mine. Therefore, I love you with the love of my Queen Mama and yours. I kiss you with her lips. I hug you very tight with her arms. And carrying you with me, I take refuge inside her heart to give you her joys, her delights, her maternity, so that you may find the sweetness and protection that only your mama can give you." But while I was enclosing myself together with Jesus inside my mama, all tenderness, sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, and daughter of my mother, how happy I am to find the daughter with my mother and my mama with her daughter. In fact, she wants the creatures to love me with their own love and to use her lips to kiss me and her arms to embrace me. She wants to give them her maternity in order to keep me safe and let them all act as my mama. To find the mother and the daughter loving me with one single love is the greatest contentment for me. I feel that they both give me a new paradise on earth. But this is not enough for me. In one who lives in my will, I want to find everything. If anything is missing, I cannot say that my will is complete in the creature. And not only do I want to find in her my mother, at her place of honor as queen and mother, but I want to find my celestial father and the Holy Spirit in such a way that, making their love her own, she may love me with the immensity and the infinity of their love. Therefore, my daughter, delight me by telling me that you love me together with the Father and the Holy Spirit." Jesus remained silent, waiting for me to tell him what he wanted. And I, though unworthy to make him content, said to him, "I love you with the immense power and love of the Father, and with the endless love of the Holy Spirit. I love you with the love with which you love all angels and saints. I love you with that love with which all creatures, past, present, and future, love you, or should love you. I love you for all created things, and with the same love with which you created them." Dear Jesus heaved a long sigh, and then he added, "Ah, finally, I feel satisfied in my yearnings to find everything in the creature. I find our seas of love that never end. I find the delights of my mama loving me. I find everything and everyone. Therefore, in one who lives in my will, I must find everything in everyone, and I must find this creature in everyone. After all, my celestial father generated me in love, and so I feel the one who loves me and lets nothing escape her of our love, together with me, and in act of giving me and receiving continuous love." After this, he added, "My daughter, this is why, in our love, we feel an extreme need for creatures to know us and our works. If they do not know us, we remain as though apart from them, while we live inside and outside of them. And while we are aware of anything they do and think, loving them in each of their acts, not only do they not love us, but they don't even recognize us. What sorrow! If they do not recognize us, love cannot arise. And if love is missing, we don't have a place for our works. Nor can our love find a refuge in which to pour itself out and take shelter. Everything remains suspended. Therefore, we want to find in our works the I love you of the creature, so that, arming it with our power, we can lean on it our greatest works. Oh, how happy we are in finding her little I love you as the shelf for our works. To operate without finding a place for our works is a sorrow for us. It seems as though the life of our love is missing. Our operative love is repressed and suffocated. We are able to operate, but cannot. And only because the creature, ungrateful, does not recognize us, nor does she love us. And since all our works are directed to the benefit of creatures, as we are unable to give them because knowledge and love are missing, and therefore the space in which to put our works, creatures tie our hands and confine us to uselessness. After all, why should we operate if we cannot find anyone willing to receive our works? Furthermore, you must know that before operating, first we look for someone who must know our work, receive it, and love it, and then we operate. My very humanity did not enact before finding one who would love and receive that act. And even if I didn't find anyone who would receive it at that time, I looked through the centuries and directed my act to those who would love it, know it, and receive it. Even when I cried as a little newborn baby, those tears of mine were directed to those who were going to repent, be sorry for their sins, and be cleansed in order to reacquire the life of grace. As I walked, my steps were already directed to those who would walk along the path of good, to be their strength and guide along their journey. It was not a work I did, or word that I spoke, or pain that I suffered, in which I did not look for the works of the creatures as the shelf for my works. My word looked for their words on which to lean. My pains searched for a shelf in their pains in order to give the good contained in what I did. It was my passion of love that made me do nothing other than what could be useful for my children. And this is one of the most powerful reasons for which I want creatures to live in my will. Because only then all my works, the creation, the redemption, and even a single sigh of mine will find a place on which to lean, to become works of their works, pains of their pains, steps of their steps, life of their life. Then will everything I did and suffered turn into glory and victory, such as to cast away all enemies and call back the order, harmony, peace, and the celestial smile of the heavenly fatherland into the midst of creatures. I remain surprised in hearing this, my beloved Jesus added, "My blessed daughter, the living in my will enclose such surprises and so many divine novelties as to astonish even the angels and the saints. More so, since in my will there are no words but facts. The words, desires, and intentions themselves are converted by my will into facts and fulfilled works. Outside of my will, whatever the creature wants is reduced to words, desires, and intentions. But inside my will, which possesses the creative virtue, all that the creature wants becomes accomplished deeds and works full of life. More so, since by living in our will, the creature is already aware of what we do and senses what we want. Therefore, she follows us in the works. She wants what we want, nor can she do without it or put herself aside. Our fiat becomes for her the greatest of her necessities, which she can't do without. It is more than breath for her, which she must give and receive, more than motion, as she feels the extreme need to move. In sum, my will is everything for her. It is impossible for her to live without it. Therefore, be attentive, and let your flight be always in our fiat." May everything be for the glory of God and for the fulfillment of the divine will. Deo gratias.